Rosh and Ois Chaf Beis. Just into the Hagdama into the Ois. We mentioned that there's two parts to the Seder of the Rosh. There's the first 132 Oisius, which he says were the thing that a person has to do. Things a person has to be careful to stay away from things which can trap him into Misa Ruchnius, and he'll be zeichet to be Or Barachayim. And then these last 23, Arachayim Lamala Lamaskal, these are the ways of life of a person who wants to go above, which is an approach a person is going beyond. He's going beyond taking himself to a higher madrega. So he says, Yasa b'chol yom echad b'tainas b'chol chedesh, a person should fast one day a month. Yom shekarim b'tera, it should be a day which is a kriyas Torah day, which means a Monday or Thursday, which those are the zmanim which you see from Mishnayos and Maseches Tainus, those are the zmanim which Chazal were conveying as the zman of Tainus. V'lo yochel isanus, a person cannot fast for whatever reason. Shitein shnei pshitim litztok, you should give two, you should part of the tainus, we're giving some money to stock, to give two coins to stock. Chofetz Chaim writes in one place, and the Mishnah Berurah talks about the idea of fasting. You know, it's mentioned in the Svarim very much. It talks about tshuva, it's called tshuva samishkol, that a person, the same way he did it very, he wants to take out, he wants to balance it out, lashon mishkol. And they have that there's a sefer which has Chuvas HaMishkol, goes to different Averas, and it tells you, you know, for this Avera you fast 473 times, plus you give, you know, rolling snow 14 times, that'll be Kippurah, you know, that type of a sefer. It's very Kabbalistic, a lot of interesting things in there. Actually, we just got a donated copy, donated to Yeshiva, somebody had it in their collection, and they donated a copy to Yeshiva. I didn't put it on the shelf. I know you wanted to see it on the shelf. But he says that the Maisa, any type of tainus which is going to be might in a person's avoida, especially a person who's sitting and learning where he's best and goes to an avoida, is not preferred. He says the proper thing he suggests is to do what he calls a tainus dibur. Tainus dibur is something which is very significant to people, the interaction with the people. So by being misana and dibur and focusing inwards, that'll cause the person to focus in more. We also have a tendency, the Rambam says, we have a tendency, and the Mishnah Berurah points this out also, that even the Tainus Tanezim, which we're mechuyev to do, the nikra of the Tainus is not the Tainus itself, but it's the Tshuva which comes with it, and we focus on doing the Tainus properly, but we forget the Tshuva part. Not talking about Yom Kippur, talking about the four or five Tanezim which we have during the year, the Dal Tanezim plus Tainus Esther, the main Kavana is the Tshuva which comes with it, and people forget the Ikur, which is the tshuva, and they focus on the tofu, which is the tainus. So obviously the point over here isn't just the fast, it's the process of tshuva which comes with it. But that being said, so the Ben Yerna in Shari Tshuva in the first shahr, so the Ikur HaTshi is Shiras HaTaiva HaGashmas. So he says that the person is about tshuva, so the minimal pratim of tshuva, the person wants to do the minimal amount of tshuva, is Aziba Zachet and Charat. Then he talks about that there's Madregas beyond that. There's Madrega of Busha, which is even beyond Charat. The person is totally embarrassed for himself. There's Madrega of Da'aga. He's concerned about what's going, the punishments are going to come to him. There's a Madrega of Hachno, an Ikra of Hachno. A person has to be Machni himself in Maisa. He should break his Gaiva. Then he says, an Ikra Chi is Shiras Ataiba Gashmas. So a person has to break Taiva Gashmas. Now, many times Taiva is the source of the person's chait. So as much as Taiva is the source of the person's chait, so the person has to create a balance in his mind that the Taiva should not be something which overpowers him, but he is in control of it. And the best way to create that reality that the person is in control of Taiva, as opposed to Taiva is in control of him, is by going to the other extreme for a period of time, like the Rambam says, and then the person can go back to the middle and he'll be in control. Whereas if a person tries to go on the middle path, when he's already had the problem that this pulls him to one side, trying to go in the middle, he'll be pulled to the side. So he has to compensate by going to the other extreme, till he's able to feel he has control, and then he'll be able to use the mita of taiva, which is which Rosh created in the Bria, properly. One point about the issue of taiva, the pasuk says, pasuk Mishlei, the taiva yivakesh nifrod. Whereas in the world of ruchnius, we can share the same, we can share the same item, I have it, I share it with you. We're sharing the same Devar Torah, the same machshava, the same hanog ruchnius. When it comes to taiva, we both can't eat the same piece of cake. So the pasuk says the taiva yivakesh nifrod, that a person who focuses in his world is on the world of taiva, he becomes a loner. You know, as much as we both have our beers together. We're not drinking the same beer. At the end of the day, the main focus is my stomach. You know, and it's nice to have friends to do it with. But the bottom line is, the person comes very. It's a very self-focused type of self-centered type of an approach. The Rosh before spoke about in Ois Chof. We spoke about a week ago. She said that a person should be Masayel Chaber B'chomashi Tzarech B'gufa B'medwar. If a person wants to break his taiva, if you make up your mind that you're going to focus in on giving to other people, you'll break your taiva. Because right now I'm in the middle of eating, but somebody needs something, so I put aside my food and I help them. I want to go to sleep, but somebody needs some help. Well, I put aside my desire and I go and I help them. So if you're looking for a place where you want to diminish your world of taiva, instead of focusing in on taiva just alone, focusing in and doing it, once you make yourself that you are available and you're there for other people, and you're, as opposed to self-focused, which is on my stomach and my bed, and I want everything the way I want it, you know, and my roommate being, you know, whatever the issues are, it's self, very self-centered. If a person who is there and is ready to give and to help and to be available for others, that by definition will take them out of his own focus, take them out of the world of Chumrius into the world of Ruchnius. So without a person really damaging himself physically and getting involved in, you know, too much, you know, the idea of tinnitus, etc., or limiting gashmis, etc., which has a very strong potential of danger, but there's a way of doing it which is very, can be a very positive way. That you, instead of, now, I'm tired, that's great, that's your own, you're focusing on your own being and your own tiredness, and you prefer to lie down to rest, etc., but I'm going to overcome my desires and do for somebody else and help them. I'm hungry, I'm this, I'm that. You see, Chazal, you know, the Mor says that when they were going out to be Nerag, I think it was one of the Hasaragim Malchus, I think it was a Bias Rav Chanina, and he was being taken to be killed, like, you know, a common criminal. He said he's looking, couldn't figure out what he'd done wrong. Shimon Gamliel, I think it was. So Rishmol says to him, that maybe there's one time a woman came to ask you a question and you said, wait till I finish eating. He says, and that's why you deserve to be killed the way you're going to be killed. And he said, yeah, now I feel better. In other words, now I understand, yeah, there was a reason why I'm being punished. So, have you ever been visited by the Gdolim, you know, I mean, they don't have a life. We drive him crazy, right? So he finally sits down after, you know, the fourth phone call. He finally sits down to eat his you know, drink his cup of coffee. He hasn't eaten anything yet, and it's ready. You know, 12:30 in the morning, 12:30 in the afternoon. He hasn't eaten anything yet the whole day because he's been busy the whole day. And the phone rings again. He says, "Ah, let me finish my coffee before I answer the phone." Ah, you deserve misa for that. That's what Chazal said. If you imagine yourself, so you are to be so available for the world and to give and focus on giving as opposed to being focusing on yourself, that's a tain on you. Okay, so we're not holding with that madriga. But that musig of, you know, we put our you know, we have everything in place for ourselves, and then we're available to, we're very nice people, you know, to go out and help and be bali chesed, etc. But, you know, we have to have everything of ours in place. That's the thing, a place where a person could go. I'm going to tell you, it's interesting, you know, just some of the musig, I'm going to talk about 2 points. 1 point about Tanis Dibur. So I have a chaver who's I mentioned this before. Chaver is a very, very outgoing person. That's his nature. He loves interacting with people. He's very good with people. The type of person, we lived in, you know, we're in Carroll together, lived in the same building as me. You knew when he came into the building, like, you know, downstairs before he came upstairs to his apartment. You heard the hum, you heard the song, you heard the vort, the vitara, the talking. You heard him. He's a lively person, right? So he's living in the mirror in Eretz Yisrael, and he decided that, you know, he talks too much. It's, you know, he's really got to work on himself. He talks too much. He started working on it. Kabbal Tanis Dibur. Like one day, second day, third day. So the second or third day, you know, he's getting very depressed. His key is just interacting with people. And here he is just in the whole day like this, you know. So, Baron Chodesh Mashkiach, you know, chapped what was going on. He walks by and he says his name, and he says, that's not the way. He didn't even stop. He says, Loizu Aderech, and he walks by through, and he says, that's not your approach. You know. It's interesting, the Chofetz Chaim one place talks about the Ma'ala of Shtika. He talks about the tremendous Ma'ala of Shtika, and then he says, but if it's not Shaykh Shtika, so everyone's like, what does he mean it's not Shaykh Shtika? I mean, everybody, Shaykh Shtika. So for certain people, Shtika is not a healthy thing. So this is, you know, a person, this is the way he gets his key, is to be interacting with people. So even the Tanis Dibur is something which a person has to be, to use very, very, you know, very carefully. The second thing is that on the other end, you know, I have to tell you, you know, the Yetzer Hara has its fascinating ways. You've heard me say this before also, and I'm saying it again. You know, so, Tel Zeshiva is a Litvish Yeshiva, but for whatever, Darche Hashem or Nistorim, there's a mikvah in the basement of Tel Zeshiva, right? And they built the dormitory. One of the Sminker Rebbe's son was learning there, and the Sminker Rebbe, the Friedrich of Sminker Rebbe, sponsor, they should build a mikvah in the basement. Otherwise, there was no big mikvah. It was a big basic for getting, you know, the mikvah of Shabbos. Now there's a mikvah every morning. You know? So when the guy wakes up and says, you know, I really got to change. I really got to become a better person. I really want to, you know, take to Avodas Hashem. See, it's a horse, gets very nervous. He's sweating, mama, she's sweating bullets. This guy really is serious. He's really serious. He's going to change. You know, Gittel Torah, Lashon Hara, Shemir Senayim, Tefila, like, you know, heavy zachen. He says, you know, I'm not going to commit this guy not to change. He's too committed. So he comes to the ear and he says, yes, mikveh every morning. The guy says, wow, mikveh every morning, kedusha, tahara, precious, kabbalik, kabbalik idea. And he has a kabbal for himself for the year, mikveh every morning. The Yitzhar says, Baruch Hashem. That's the Yitzhar's response. He didn't really change. What did he do? He gets up in the morning, goes to the mikveh, very nice, you know, kabbalik. You know, I'm not, you know, denigrating mikveh. But that's not where he needs to work on himself. I had a baruch here in yeshiva one time. He came to me, he wants to start wearing a gartel for davening. I said, listen, you know, is that your masari? He said, no, it's not my masari. So why do you want to wear a gartel for davening? So my out the zayda, I can wear a gartel, you know, his zayda, you know, stuff. I said, you know, I have a better idea. Work on Lashon Hara. Like, you know, you want to talk again, you know, I better learn Pir Shamilas of davening. You know, I have only had two gartels, you know. Some of my best friends wear gartels. Okay, whatever, you know. But that's not the point. Where are you putting your dagesh? So what's the point? So Tanis sounds like a very geshmak kazach, you know, Tanis Dibur, like, you know, I'm really holy because I don't speak. You know, there's a meister once, there was a person, the Altif in Sobotka was a very, very kluger mensch. There was a bacher there in Sobotka that decided where he wants to work in, you know, Kedusha Shabbos. See, he made it his business that he was ready for Shabbos. Like 5 hours before Shabbos, he was dressed, he was relaxed, he was sitting base medrash, you know. So the Alter walks by and he says, you know, Alter's a very smart man. He walks by and he says, the gaiver that you have, that you think you're better than anybody else because you got ready for Shabbos or anybody else, is not worth it, what you accomplished by getting ready for Shabbos. And he just walked by, like, you know, he didn't even stop, you know, like, you know, boom, you know, total, it's a big balloon and you put a pin and go, Like, who do you think you are? Big tzaddik you are. Thank you very much. You know, I am so holy, I fast. But, you know, ten is deeper. Thank you very much. It's so self-focused. I don't call it self-centered. It's so self-focused. I need to work on myself. I need to change. So I am going to be, it's like, you know, we have a great, let's rewrite the Torah. Let's take out the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah is peruvu. Let's have children. No, children. I have to tell you, children are very big shter. For Avodas Hashem. You want to get married, you want to have kids, you can sit in a corner and contemplate a Kodesh Baruch Hu the whole day. It'd be great. It'd be a great idea. Right? You know, and people also get in the way. You know, without any people, there's a Lashon Hara. There's so many things you can get in. You just leave people out of the picture. Just you and you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, out in the mountaintop. You know, it'd be great. That's not Torah. That's not Torah. That's not what it means. But it's, I'm sorry, the first... You know, so, you know, the Gemara says, Torah, you want to understand what a book is about, so you don't have time to read the whole book. So you open the first few pages, and you open the last few pages. So Chazal say, Gemara, the Soita, Torah is Chilasos Gimel Sosadim, but Sosadim Gimel Sosadim. The first story of the Torah is the version of Kedah the world. He gave one of his wife, he gave them clothing, he took out. Last thing is he was Torah Moshe. Good. So that's what the Gemara says in Soita. So we need to work on ourselves. So, and there's Musar, which is very, very self-focused. It's a good thing, you know. And mainly we picture the world of Avoda in the world of self-focused things. Revolver has it, he calls it Frumkeit. That's what he calls Frumkeit. He says, Frumkeit, you notice, by the way, he says, Frumkeit always has to deal with Ben Adam Lamalka. Never has to deal with Ben Adam Lachaver. So Solanter had his comments about the guy. He's very frum, you know, but it's very mock on how he puts on his talus, and while he's putting on his talus, he's whapping three guys behind him on every single side, you know. Like, or the guy's very frum how he davens, so he's standing in the doorway where all the fresh air is supposed to be coming. So he has his comments about those people. Are they bad people? Not bad people. And they really, they're earnest people. They're focusing on, but they're so focused on themselves, they don't notice the world around them. At a chaver in yeshiva, wonderful fellow. And he was working on Chesed Taka. And one of the Chavarim one time said, he says, you know, so-and-so, the guy is such a Baal Chesed, he'll run to the end of the world to help you. Whatever you need. But for the life of him, he cannot figure out what you need. It means after the end of the day, he couldn't understand, he couldn't interact with people. He's so self-focused, all he knows was himself. Maybe it's Lashon Hara, I don't know. Good, you know, what about the guy? The Tuelis, you know, I didn't tell you his name, but you know, if the I was Makabal Lashon Hara, I probably was Makabal Lashon Hara, yes, okay. So, we need to work on Taiva. You need to work on these things, but we become so focused on working on Taiva and these things that, you know, Taiva is, that at the end of the day, we're all thinking about ourselves. So, Yetzirah is, you know, he's laughing all the way to the bank. I made the guy work on himself, and he feels so frum about himself, that he's so self-focused, he doesn't notice the rest of the world. And the rest of the Bereshit is the world, that's not the Torah. It's a new religion. You know? It's a new religion. It's different religions. There's a new religion. It's not Torah. It's not Torah Judaism. It's, you know, it's Tynicism, you know, Tynicism, you know, whatever, you know. Well, it's a nice religion, but it's not Yiddishkeit. It's not the Bar Yoilim's plan. Even the Rosh, he says, you know, the person's tzedakah, he says, Tainas b'chol chodesh b'yom, one day a month. He didn't ask you to fast, you know, pay dal tanesin, you know, the Ramah, but the person b'chal Shabbos b'shoigeg, Ramah, right? He should fast, pay dal tanesin. Okay, good. That's it. As a Mikapora, you should fast 84 times. That's a Ramah. It's a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. For chil Shabbos b'shoigeg. You get the picture of how they heard Chil Shabbos of Shoigeg, how much we missed the Beis HaMikdash. You know, Beis HaMikdash, you brought a korban. You know, it was nice. You did tshuva. Now, so you want to get the same level of kapara? Fast 84 tenesim, the Ramah says. That's for the Shoigeg. Not amazing. That's for Shoigeg. They hear what a Chil Shabbos is. So we're not holding by doing that because it's going to take away from our learning. You know, I have a better idea. Commit to learn like a mensch. And commit to help somebody else like a mensch for 84 days. And see how well you do on that. You'll say, come back, Rabbi, can I fast, please, instead? You know, because that's much easier. And fast, you just don't eat, you don't get in the mice, you know. So, what, you know. This I have to think. I have to be aware. I have to concentrate. That's challenging. That's it. That's where the growth is. So, the Rena Yoyna says it's an ikur, and it is an ikur. And I'm just suggesting that the oifen of the ikur should be in such a way that you're combining it with not l'tayba yivakesh nifrod and the l'taynis yivakesh nifrod also. You know, I'm busy thinking about myself when I'm fasting, but rather I'm looking at a way that's a way for me to learn not to focus on my own physical needs because I'm focusing on giving to somebody else instead. Okay, Besson, tomorrow we will make a siyum. I don't remember how many years ago we started. This is a very exciting day.
Siyum
on the last days of our Chazal Rosh, and we'll start over again.